This episode of Master Al's Power Talk is sponsored by Viking Professional Services. If you're looking for a website design, if you're looking for a landing page, or perhaps you're looking for more leads for your business, please contact our friends at vikingprofessionalservices.com. Hey guys, what's going on? Master Al here. So, making you guys a quick podcast, a quick YouTube video. I want you guys to check it out. And today's topic, first of all, happy Monday. And so today's topic, I'm going to talk to you guys about the very famous phrase that says, if it's important to you, you'll make time. If it's not, you'll make excuses. And we hear this all the time. And we really don't pay attention to what the meaning of those two sentences are. If it's important to you, you'll make time. How many of us, how many times have we done anything to get something done that is so, so important to us that no matter what, we'll literally put life on hold until we get that one thing done, whether it's something that has to be based on an emergency. I'll tell you right now, it doesn't matter what's going on right now in your life. If you were, God forbid, to have a water pipe break in your house right now, I don't care what else is going on in your life right now. I promise you, you will do whatever it takes to go and get that pipe taken care of. You will not be like, oh, I'll do it later. You know what? Tomorrow is another day. I'm a little tired today. You know what? My boss needs me and, you know, blah, blah. You know, like, it doesn't matter. This is something that you will literally stop and will handle ASAP because it's an emergency in this case. It's important. So no matter what, you will make it happen. When it's not important, we'll make excuses. Unfortunately, and I say this all the time, people put their health in the back burner. I'll do it tomorrow. I'm not really one of those people that like going to the gym. I really don't like the gym. What's there not to like the gym? You know, what's there not to like at the gym, really? What, all the people are gonna look at you? Are you that fucking insecure? All the people's gonna look at you working out because you don't know what the fuck to do? It's you in your head. You think people are looking at you and making fun of you. And I get it, guys. We all been there. Trust me, ask anybody at the gym if at one point or another they felt insecure going to the gym. And I promise you the answer is gonna be yes, of course. You know, we all feel insecure. Do you remember the first time you danced? I'm sure you were shy as fuck. And then by doing it more often and realizing that there's other idiots out there that know how to dance and they're just moving their tails, you realize, who gives a fuck? How many times have you gone to a party, you dance your ass off, you're not the best dancer, there's people there that you don't know, and guess what, guys? Oh my God, they're looking at you, amazing. And you still fucking dance, right? Because it's fun, right? And so the gym is not fun. I get it. And it's not going to become fucking fun until for a very, 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 very long time. It's not going to be fun at all. It's going to be that place where you're going to associate the gym with pain. You're going to associate the gym with, like, this is not fun. You're going to associate the gym with, like, people are looking at me and they're going to be making fun of me. You're not fucking 12 anymore, dude. You know, who gives a shit? I promise you, the people that actually go to the gym, if they look at you, it's because that's what humans do. We look around. You can't expect someone, including yourself, to just like go to the gym and then just stare at the machine that you're sitting on. You're gonna look around. It's normal. It is your insecurities that are preventing you from doing so. And so, here's the thing. If it's important to you, you'll make time. If it is not, you'll make excuses, okay? So here's the thing. How many times people use stupid shit that are happening in their lives to say, oh, I'm not going to the gym, guys. It's my birthday, you know? And I'm like, so? Wouldn't you want to go to the gym on your birthday? Isn't that a great way to celebrate? It's not like you're going to be there all 24 hours during your birthday. You're only going to be there for 45 minutes. Why can't you go to the gym, work out, feel amazing about yourself, and keep celebrating life? Oh, I'm not going to go because it's date night. Me and my wife or me and my girlfriend are supposed to go out. Are you really going out the entire fucking night from the moment you leave work until the end of the day? No. So why can't you, if you get out of work at 4 or 5 and you got dinner reservations for 7:30 or 8, walking in between, you squeeze the workouts because it's not that important, guys. You make excuses. Everything that comes your way, you're going to use as an excuse. And then you hate yourself. Then you come to your trainers. I really got to do this. Look at my body. I'm not supposed to look like this. I'm not that old yet. Why you look better than me? You're like in your 50s and I'm only in my 20s or my early 30s and you look so much better. Fucker, because I put in the time. Because I did not let excuses come between me and the shit that I wanted to achieve. And that is the truth. It's not because I'm better than you. It's not because I have a superpower. My only superpower is that I'm a fucking persistent little prick. That is my superpower. When I want something, I go after it. I don't sleep. It bothers me all night. I think about it. I want to do it. I start reading about it. I'll fucking do whatever it takes until I get it done. Why? Because it's important. Okay? And when something's not important to me, I don't even fucking think twice. Hey, such and such is getting married. Now, you're going to miss out. I ain't going to miss out shit because it's not that important to me. You're going to miss out on your party having me in your party because I'm a fun motherfucker. So I'm not missing out on anything. You're missing out on me not being there. You see what I mean? If it's important, then I'll say, yeah, of course I'm going to be. I'll come to your wedding. You know what I mean? But if it's not important, I'm not going to be like, oh, let me see. You know what? I think I'm working. No, I'll tell you flat out. No, dude, I'm not coming. You know why? Because I have no time. No time for that shit. It's not important to me. I'd rather go home and watch Netflix. I said drink my coffee, which is very important to me, obviously. And so the thing is this. Once again, if it's important, you'll make the time. If it's not, you'll make excuses. Here's the third part to that phrase. If it's important to you, you'll make the time. If it's not important to you, you'll make excuses. And if you make the excuses, don't come crying like a bitch. That's it. There's your decision. It goes based on three. If it's important, you'll make the time. You'll see results. If it's not important, you'll make excuses. You won't see results. And then don't come crying like a bitch. My health, I should take care of better of my health. I should be doing exercises. What's wrong with me? I don't understand why I can stop eating at fucking 1 a.m. You know what? It's because it's not important to you. The way you look is not important to you. You're only talking shit out of your mouth. You know, I really hate the way I look. If you really did, you would do something about it. You know? And so doing something about it helps you get better. Not doing something about it, clearly you're going nowhere. And here's the next thing. By you doing something about it, it's just a matter of time. Whether it's going to take you 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, 1 year, it doesn't matter. You are heading in the right direction. But not doing something about it, it's not going to, literally, I mean, seriously, just by thinking about it, it's not going to make it happen. I have said this to you guys many times. Let's pretend you, me, and a couple of other people are going to race from here to like the closest telephone pole, whatever. We all four of us set up and we're here ready. And as soon as they say go, all of us go and you sit there thinking about it like, you know, I go now, should I go? You will be for sure the last fucking person to get there. First of all, you're never even gonna get there because you never took action. And the rest of us, the three of us, yes, one will be the winner and the other two will not win, but at least they're also gonna get there in a timely manner. Versus you, who never left fucking the starting lane or line, who never fucking took the first step, you're never gonna see that happen, right? And so the point of that I'm saying to you guys, and please understand that if you truly want to change your life, everything in your life, I mean absolutely everything, we're talking about health, but everything in your life, if you wanna make a change, you have to make it a priority. You have to take action. It has to be important for you so you can stop with excuses. And if it's not that important to you, stop crying like a little bitch because then you're playing a stupid game that all of us see except you. You're the one drinking your own fucking Kool-Aid. You're the only one believing your own bullshit. And the only one that sees that, it's us. We see how much full of shit you are every time you come in and says, oh my God, I'm gonna be really consistent. And yet you book a few classes and you cancel 3 out of the 4 classes. And where's that consistency that you were talking about? You know, and so that what I'm saying to you is this, make health an important part of your life. If you like eating every day, you should fucking work out every day. If you like bathing every day, well, some of you fuckers don't bathe every day, I get it. But I hope you're at least brushing your teeth every day. But if you like doing certain things every day, working out should be part of those daily things you do every day because it goes with who we are, humans that need maintenance. And part of that maintenance is exercising and eating properly. I'm not saying be perfect at your eating. I'm not saying be perfect at your workout. All I'm saying is that put some effort into eating better. Put some effort into working out daily. All right. And when I say daily, I not necessarily mean working out 10 days. I'm sorry, 7 days a week for 10 hours. All I'm saying is work out 3 to 4 to even 5 days a week, between 30 to 45 minutes a day. And that's all you really need. That is it. But you have to get moving, and you have to make sure that it is important to you. Until then, you're going to keep playing the game, you know, showing up to work, to work out here and there, expecting to work out, and yet it doesn't work. It's like, do you actually expect to show up at your job every so often and still have a job? You know you're going to get fucking fired. You know, they're not going to put up with that shit. They expect you to be there 40 hours a week on the minimum, right? 8 hours a day, right? 5 days a week. Some people work even more than that. And when you do that, because it is important for you to pay your bills and be a responsible adult, when you do that, you get to keep your job, but you also get something in return. It's called money. And with that money, you can do whatever the fuck you want that makes you happy. With health, with fitness, you show up and you get something in return that is called a better way to live, a healthier way to live. Because at the end of the day, guys, our health is our wealth. You can be making all the money in the world you want, I promise you. But if you cannot enjoy it because your health is down to shit, it is not worth it. That money means absolutely anything. So guys, please, once again, if it's important to you, which in this case, we're talking about your health, you know, make it happen. Stop making excuses. Your health is absolutely everything. And don't forget, life is short. Live healthy. All right, guys. All right. That is it for me today. Have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you soon. Until next time. See ya.